Well, hello, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Welcome to the Insight Hour. For the next 1 hour, we're going to be sharing with you some very interesting information with regard to not only the bird flu, but those who are behind the fright, the bird flu fright that has grasped and gripped people all over, not only the United States, but internationally. My name is Dr. Len Horowitz, and if you're not familiar with my work, simply go to www.drlenhorowitz.com. It's a website that I haven't been promoting in all these years because, essentially, it wasn't up to snuff. Well, we've made some improvements, so you've got now a great resource of knowing who I am and learning about all the very interesting research that I've been able to put together over the last, about a decade. And a little bit more than a decade, and I think that you would find it extremely interesting if you are at all interested in saving yourself over the next few years that we've got left on this insane planet before we have what's called the major paradigm shift, and we have what is the spiritual renaissance leads us to 1,000 years of world peace, the messianic age. Let me thank, first of all, before we get started, and I want to start off this program again. I'm going to be sharing a little bit about the history of bird flu virus and some of the things that you should know and keep in mind when you see headlines. But let me thank, first of all, a couple of our sponsors. I want to thank HealthyWorldDistributing.com. HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Write it down, because that is an awesome resource for health products that you don't find in too many places. Most of those products I've either helped to develop them fully, or seriously endorse them because I don't find too many more valuable products in the various realms of holistic health and medicine than what is available on HealthyWorldDistributing.com. So if you see it on that website, you know it comes at minimally with my endorsement, and I want to thank those folks for all the hard work that they do in order to bring excellent products and for relieving everything from colds to cancers. There's various products like C-Cure is an excellent skin cancer purging type of ointment that in 3 weeks skin cancers literally fall off your body. It's not a particularly expensive item when you consider the fact that physicians and hospitals totally bilk you out of thousands and thousands of dollars for even a little skin cancer these days. So check out www.healthyworlddistributing.com. I want to thank also Dwayne Robbins, who's been a supporter of ours on the LifeWave team, and he's our team leader for LifeWave. So you can find also a link to LifeWave on the website, HealthyWorldDistributing.com. You will also find there some upcoming presentations that I've been asked to give. One is upcoming in South Africa, I believe. It's in South Africa. You'll find that information just being posted recently there, and you'll get updates of my schedule periodically by simply checking in with that website. And I want to thank also the folks who have been supporting our work for years for making the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, which I'm going to be sharing a little bit about today because we're discussing the bird flu and the viruses and the politics and the economics behind what amounts to global genocide today. The definitive textbook is the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. It's been made a national bestseller, not by anything written up about it in the New York Times. It has been simply supported by people who have eyes to see and ears to hear this kind of truth, eyes to see the documentation, literally the U.S. government contracts under which numerous AIDS-like, Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered by various military weapons contractors, including the United States Army's sixth leading biological weapons contracting firm called Litton Bionetics, a very important name for you to understand who they are, what they're about, because what they have done in support of the globalist agenda to commit genocide in the name of public health and national security. Public health being vaccinations, and national security, again, being militarization, for which military personnel are vaccinated. It's an extremely important text that even Centers for Disease Control officials tell you is one of the premier texts. It's one of the top three, they've said, that has spawned the anti-vaccination movement throughout the United States. It's really the vaccine risk awareness movement. Consumers should be well appraised of all the risks associated with injecting ourselves and our children. As I mentioned just on last week's program, I reviewed Ingrid Cassell Harkin's wonderful press release and the initiative, because last week was a vaccination week that the authorities had made as National Vaccine and Vaccination Awareness Week. Well, we have likewise made that week Vaccination Risk Awareness Week, so that we could basically tell people that there's a lot more behind the scenes than what the pharmaceutical industrialists and the government public health puppets are telling you about the risks of vaccinations. So the text that you want to get, if you're a critical reader, if you're a scientific researcher or enthusiast, or at least a beyond average lay reader — I wrote that book for just the above average lay readers and health scientists, physicians, people who appreciate research and documentation, and of course in this particular text, really what made it a national bestseller. That is the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola by Horowitz, a best-selling hardcover, is the fact that I reprinted the United States government contracts under which the AIDS type of viruses, the Ebola-like viruses, and the first outbreaks, I documented how it was linked to Litton Bionetics Research Labs, again, the Army's sixth top biological weapons contractor. So I want to, again, tell you that a great place to start your journey is in the DrLenHorowitz.com website, and it's just been revamped this week. I think you'll find it excellent. I think you'll find it a resource that you can return to as you would any good reference resource. You can go into the article section. I think if you peruse the section that deals with the press releases, we're still, this week, we will be continuing to upload literally 10 years of research and press reporting we have done as perhaps one of the foremost health science and government cover-up investigating resources in the world. And so we're privileged to have had the support from people like you that have bought the book Emerging Viruses, that have urged their librarians to bring it in, that have asked the bookstores to bring it in, because it wasn't written up in the New York Times. The mainstream media has censored everything having to do with it. In fact, one of the stories that I have to tell is the fact that the first week that we had the book, I was at the American Dental Association meeting, and it was in Atlanta, and that they asked me to take that book off of the exhibit floor because it annoyed them. And, well, you know, the truth sometimes to some people is a bit annoying. At any rate, we sustained our effort, and we've come all these years, and we've made a difference in the world. Primarily, we have helped parents to understand what the risks of vaccinations are, and we get so many letters of thanks because of the parents who have not gotten their second or third children vaccinated after vaccinating their first, and the siblings who haven't been vaccinated are far healthier than those who have, and as a result, we get thank you letters saying, Dr. Horowitz, we thank you so much for the health of our children. That's very, very humbling and beautiful for me personally, folks, and I appreciate it very, very much that you would basically seriously consider what it is that we're advancing, not only on the new website, but in these publications. The website publication company is tetrahedron.org. Tetrahedron.org also has a wonderful list of archived articles. If you're interested in the vaccine issues, there's a lot of freely downloadable articles, including how to get your children out of the vaccine programs, how to communicate with your school nurses, your school administrators, with the public health officials, so that when they say to you you're a bad parent or they threaten you somehow, either with taking away your children by the social services reporting that they do now, or if they simply refuse your children access to the schools, there are specific communications, ways to rebuke them effectively, legally, and assertively. And that is what we have gone over in not only the audio tape package and now the CD called Horowitz on Vaccines. Again, our greatest lifesaver, I've said this for several years now, if you really want to save some lives, you know, and that's basically extremely satisfying at this point. I don't know what your life is worth without helping others to serve others in a meaningful way. And I don't know anything more meaningful than saving an infant's health and life or children's health and lives than to contribute information that is life-saving to their parents. And the number one lifesaver we have is called Horowitz on Vaccines. And again, that's one of the primary reasons why I get so many letters of thank you from so many parents who see the difference. It's not simply now learning about it. They've done it, and they've got the benefits. They've got healthy children instead of all these hideously infected and injected and contaminated autistic children and children who are suffering with these chronic draining ear infections, which is a common vaccine injury. You have the asthma, the hay fever, the allergies, all of those illnesses skyrocketing. We had them to some extent before this era in which now they're recommending over 20 vaccinations for our children. This is hideous. There's an accumulation of mercury, of aluminum, of heavy metal toxicity, of other toxic substances. Did you know that phenol and polysorbate 80 is part of these vaccinations? MSG, that's monosodium glutamate. Did you know that formaldehyde and formalin that we preserve corpses with are part of these vaccinations that these pharmaceutical industrialists and the political puppets, that they take the political payoffs for the puppets by the pharmaceutical industrialists, they then pass these legislation, these mandatory vaccine agendas, and that hideous is what the results are. You shall know them by the fruit of their labor. The Bible says the fruit of the labor is genocide. Strictly defined, Webster defines genocide as the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, or ideology. They think that there's too many people on the face of the planet. They want to take you out. They want 2/3 of every one of you listening right now. 2/3 of every member of your family, 2/3 of your circle of friends, your extended family, your community, 2/3 of them are targeted for elimination. That's pretty sobering when you come to think of that, and you realize that that's not simply hearsay. That's published, documented in some of the most esteemed political periodicals. We're talking about the Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs Journal, that sets the standard for policy for public relations in terms of the entire global foreign policies agenda for the United States. That is Foreign Affairs Journal. And so in that publication, we reprinted the determination by the Rockefeller Population Reduction Establishment to reduce the United States' population by at least half, if not 2/3, down from 275 or 280 million Americans, down to 125 to at most 145. That's a reduction of one out of every two members of your family. Now, how do you do that most effectively, most covertly? How you do it is you inject and intoxicate your family members with foreign RNA, foreign DNA from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and smallpox comes from cow pus. The smallpox vaccine, literally, is made from cow pus. So that's what you get injected with and infected with and intoxicated with, besides the heavy metals, mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, and MSG, and other ingredients, like I said. So this is not scientific establishment. In fact, when you study the science of vaccination, that's what we did in the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. That's why I urge you to read it, particularly if you're concerned about your children's welfare and their health and their future and the future of this entire planet. Because when you inject foreign RNA and DNA into babies, infants, children, and then horses and animals, like they're doing in veterinary and medicine today, you begin to realize you're changing the gene line, the genetics. The last time humanity did that and the Creator's wrath was issued was in the time of Noah on this same precise issue. If you remember, you go back into the Bible, you reread the section that led to the great flood, the 40 days and 40 nights of rain. You realize that what has happened at that time was the Nephilim, the aliens, the extraterrestrials, the angels. You define Nephilim. That's what it amounts to. They were coming into the daughters of men. They were having sexual relations with human beings, changing the genetics on the planet. And the Creator, according to the Bible, said, no, I will not stand for this. And you know, when you read the book now, the new book called Walk on Water that we just produced, it just came out last weekend, you realize that this is literally the genetic manipulations are sending shock waves and distress signals to the farthest reaches of the universe, because the sacred spiral DNA is literally an antenna to the Creator. Literally, in frequency, vibration, resonance, and sacred geometric form in keeping with the divine perfection and mathematical matrix of the universe. It's perfect just the way it is. It doesn't need the pharmaceutical industrialists to mutate it, distort it, change it. We don't need the pharmaceutical, the petrochemical industrialists like Monsanto and Dow Chemical to be creating Terminator genes in the seeds of God's great bounty, nature's bounty. We don't need that. It's simply an enslaving weapon. It's a deceptive enslavement tool so that the pharmaceutical sorcerers, the industrialists who are conducting these mutational research and studies and then developing all of these products and manufacturing these Terminator seeds that we have to then buy them fresh every year from the company instead of being able to simply take the seeds from nature's bounty and harvest and put them into the earth, and with some sunshine and some rain and a little love, they shoot out and produce a new harvest next season. All of that is about to end. It's heavily ended already. We need to wake up. The book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola does a wonderful job, as does the book Walk on Water, to have you realize what is at stake here. What is at stake is all life. Life, organic chemistry, sacred geometry, all balanced with heaven. The kingdom of heaven being right here, right now, through the mathematical matrix. We show you the math in the book Walk on Water. The DNA, your genetic code, is attuned to that. It's like a tuning fork vibrating, resonating in harmony with that essence, with that divine spiritual essence. And to the extent that the pharmaceutical global industrialists are manipulating and mutating and hybridizing and recombining those genetics and injecting our children and affecting our children's children from the injection of the infection of all this toxic vaccination. Ultimately, what are we doing to this planet? Wake up! The book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola provides the best scientific documentation of any text that I'm aware of that exposes this global beast, this menace. And for those of you who have a love for your children and your children's children and a desire to have your blood lineage continue, read the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. And do more than that. Share this information with your loved ones, with your family, with your friends. Save some lives. That's what it really amounts to. The karma or the judgment day for you and I, it's coming. We're all going to die. Be brave. Be out there. People ask me all the time, how come they haven't knocked you off yet? And aren't you afraid? Two most common questions. I refuse to entertain either one of those questions because they come out of the context of a human fearful being. And I'm not into fear. I refuse to entertain or engage that dissonance, that deception. In fact, if you really study the Illuminati and you study their laws at the highest levels of the secret societies, you realize that they're not doing anything but creating a gross deception. The culture in which we live is a gross deception based on the mass-mediated mind control. But the deception is aimed at only one thing. Here it is. To have you consistently, along with your friends and family and loved ones and community, and states and nation continue to choose to undermine your own life. That's all it's about. Undermining your superhuman beingness, undermining your spirituality, undermining your connection to the Holy Spirit power of divine love, undermining your connection to the nature's bounty and the heavenly kingdom, where there's nothing missing, nothing broken, and the streets of heaven are paved with gold, and we can walk it right now if we simply chose not to participate in the culture of Babylon. That's the reality. They're not doing it to us. They're not doing it to you. They're not doing it to me. It is by our own choice that we are doing it to ourselves. And that's part of their law. That's part of their game. There's a cartoon that shows a big, huge flock, thousands of sheep marching over a cliff. And there's one little black sheep in the middle of them screaming, "Turn around! Turn around!" And all the sheep are just marching off the cliff by their own free will. You've got a couple of guard dogs in the back screaming, barking, "Danger! Danger! Danger!" And that's what the message of the mainstream media is, particularly in this topic today, the history of the bird flu virus. So let me also give you a number. I'm going to share this history of the bird flu virus, and you'll see how it fits into this introduction to the Insight Hour this hour. But for those of you who have questions or concerns, or any even comments, legitimate, intelligent comments, here's a toll-free number that you can call. And this is a new number. So if you've written down this, our toll-free call-in line in the past, Don has created, we thank you so much and love you so much, Don, for putting all the efforts in that you do. Folks, I want you to know that bbsradio.com, also a sponsor, major sponsor, in fact, the central sponsor of this program, we would not be communicating with you right now if it wasn't for Don and his 16 to 18 hour plus days that he puts in at bbsradio.com to host this program and broadcast it. So Don has created a new telephone number, toll-free, even international. So you folks in Europe who are listening to this, and I know several of you are, at least got a handful of you that's been in contact with me. So even in Europe and international, you've got a toll-free number to call. And that number is, write it down, 877-876-5227. So if you want to get engaged in this conversation, have something important to share or a question to ask, please give us a call at 877-876-5227. That's the new toll-free number for bbsradio.com. So let's talk about this history of bird flu virus for a minute. Did you know that bird flu was discovered in Vietnam about 9 years ago? Did you know that barely 100 people have died throughout the entire world at this time, simply by allegedly the bird flu? And there's no confirmation of that even, because who typically dies of flu are the elderly, the immune compromised, and again, young children or infants who are immune compromised or nutritionally deficient. So that the confirmation that these people actually died, it's complete speculation. I haven't seen any good data. Did you know that it was the Americans who alerted the world to the efficacy of the human antiviral Tamiflu as a preventative? Did you know that Tamiflu barely alleviates some of the symptoms of a common flu, let alone a devastating agent that we're told is coming called the bird flu? Did you know that its efficacy against the common flu is questioned by a major part, if not a majority, of the scientific community? Did you know that against a supposed mutant virus such as H5N1, Tamiflu would barely alleviate the illness? Did you know that to date avian flu affects birds only? That it really, if you study the book, as I just mentioned, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, you realize what it takes to get such a virus to jump species from birds to humans. It's done in laboratories. It's done by culturing these bird flu viruses in human white blood cells in some studies, or human fetal tissue cells in culture in other studies. It's got to be cultured in some sort of a human cell line. Otherwise, those unique proteins on its surface of the virus cannot, in a lock and key type of fashion, break open the door to the human cells. Therefore, a bird flu cannot infect a human being unless, primarily, it's been mutated, hybridized, recombined in a laboratory. So, given that, avian flu simply affects birds at this point. Did you know who markets Tamiflu more importantly? Get this, Roche Laboratories. Do you know who bought the patent for Tamiflu from Roche Laboratories in 1996? That's simply a decade ago, folks. The name of the company is Gilead Sciences, Inc. Do you know who was the then president of Gilead Sciences, Inc. at the time that they bought the patent rights for the distribution of Tamiflu? Major shareholder today he remains. His name is none other than Secretary of Defense of the United States of America, Donald Rumsfeld. Do you know that the base of Tamiflu is crushed aniseed? Did you know who controls 90% of the world's production of this tree? Yep, you guessed it. Roche. Do you know that sales of Tamiflu were only about $254 million in 2004? And after this bird flu fright, and after the pharmaceutical industrialists, led of course by Roche and Donald Rumsfeld et al., persuaded the government and persuaded the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, of course there's revolving doors between the for-profit pharmaceutical industrialists and these government agencies, that they then selected Tamiflu as the pharmaceutical of choice for the coming avian flu. So talk about wag the dog for profit. Here it is. Sales of Tamiflu went from $254 million in 2004 to $1,000 million, that's $1 billion in 2005. And the major customer, you guessed it, is the United States federal government. Do you know how many more millions Roche earns and will earn with the fear pandemic that they've created? Can you just conceive of the wealth that's simply manipulating the media effectively with the avian flu propaganda? That all they need to do to create the market for multi-billion dollar profiteering, which is fraud. It's absolute malfeasance to put out these fearful messages, which by themselves are devastating to a society. You had Barbara Walters, that blithering idiot, being interviewed a couple weeks ago saying she no longer shakes hands with anyone because she's afraid of getting an infectious disease. What is this fear campaigning doing to our civilization, even to the American culture? You see, what it's doing is it's changing the way we think and the way we behave. And for those people, there's already so many phobics out there. Did you know that you have for dental phobia alone, you have between 6 and 7% of the United States population are afraid to go see their dentist. You have about 10 to 12%, don't hold me on these statistics, it's been a while since I looked them up, are afraid to fly, fear of flying. And of course, every time a jetliner goes down, more people are afraid to fly. So the industry itself loses millions and millions of dollars. But in this particular case, the primary industry that's being affected is the pharmaceutical industry and the profiteering that's ongoing.
Now, did you want to speak to someone from Brazil?
Oh, we've got a caller from Brazil. How
yes.
Nice.
I'll
Don,
put him
thank
online.
You so much.
I'll put him online. Take a few seconds.
Awesome. Welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. I understand you're from Brazil.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to the Inside Hour.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm not listening to you very well.
Yes, I understand you're calling from Brazil. Do you have a question for me tonight, or do you have a comment to make?
Yeah, I was listening to your program. So I'm from Brazil. I'm from the Amazon.
Wonderful. I bet you the Amazon is a magnificent place to be in if you're not affected by the corporations that have been devastating the Amazon.
Could you please...
Hello, I can't hear you.
Hello. I'm not listening to you very well. I would like you to speak a little slower.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can help people understand you a little bit better, too. So, what's your name?
Monique.
Monique, hi. What brings you to call us today?
Yeah, I would like to say that I'm listening to you from the Amazon, and I'm using a program here which integrates everybody, you know, Skype.
Do you have a large propaganda campaign recommending vaccinations for all your little ones?
I'm sorry, I just can't listen to you very well.
Okay.
Hanging up.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Well, Don, thank you. Thanks, brother. Don's our engineer, ladies and gentlemen, so thank you, Don, for bringing this caller to our attention.
Not a problem. I'm sorry. The language barrier got us.
Well, that's okay. You know, it's also a little time delay, too, I'm sure, versus maybe she's listening by her computer.
Could be.
Yeah, it could be. So, but anyway, I want to thank you very much for calling in. Again, anybody else who would like to call in, and we'll try to get a better communication system going. Toll-free number to call is 877-876-5227. Don, you're welcome to interrupt me anytime, brother. So let me get back to this. So the concept of creating a fright doesn't simply create the profit. It devastates the sociocultural elements that we hold dear as Americans, as freedom-loving people, as sovereign-thinking individuals, as family members. Can you imagine being afraid to shake hands with a friend or family member because you're so concerned about getting sick? This is a completely new concept. And beyond being new, it's ludicrous, because really the microbiology industry, all the leading experts in microbiology for years and years and years have told us over and over and over again, folks, the germ is nothing. The terrain, that is your body chemistry, your body's immunity is everything. Why do you think that there are survivors, even with the Black Death, that circulated, devastating millions and millions of people worldwide? There were people who got it that survived. Even with Ebola, that kills 9 out of 10 people within 3 weeks of infection. And the source of that particular virus is, again, the Litton Bionetics Research Laboratory, when they shipped the vaccine and the chimpanzees and the monkeys that they were testing to the vaccination production labs. We show you in the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, that that's where the mother of Ebola virus was Marburg. That's where the Marburg virus came from the laboratories and the shipments of the animals from Litton Bionetics. That's in the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola. But the fact of the matter is that one person out of 10 survives even the most devastating Ebola infection. How can that be? What's special about that 1 out of 10? What's special is you've got a spiritual connection to the Holy Spirit of divine love, and you've got an immune system that's optimally functioning, not only because of the spirit flow, but also because probably that person is taking good care of themselves. So with that, let me share with you the fact that we've got a fabulous package called Taking Care of Yourself. If you want to know how to make your body impregnable against the infectious diseases of today, the ones that are coming, the coming plagues, here's what you need to do. There's 5 steps that I share in the Taking Care of Yourself package that deals with what's in the book, Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. 5 steps, here they are, write them down, they're important. Get on the website, get on tetrahedron.org website, and begin to read. Read what we have in the article archives. Learn about how to make your body chemistry and your entire holy temple impregnable against the infectious diseases. Make that fortress, make your body temple a fortress to defend itself effectively against these new plagues. Here's the 5 steps. Number 1 is detoxification. How do you do that? Simple fast. Do a 9-day Stanley Burroughs fast. That's what I've done. 9 days is a good number. 9 days you drink nothing but cayenne pepper spiked lemonade. Natural lemonade, ideally made with organic lemons, good water, a little bit of grade B or C maple syrup. Put that in a gallon, you shake it up, you've made a delicious tasting lemonade that you now spoil with the hottest cayenne pepper you can find. Try to find at least 90,000 heat units, cayenne pepper. I'm sure our sister who just called from the Amazon probably is aware of the African bird variety of the hottest cayenne pepper on the planet. South American countries also have this type of cayenne pepper. Very hot. Heat units, international heat units are extremely high. It's 180,000, the African bird variety is. That you only need about a teaspoonful per gallon. If you're working with 90,000 heat unit, you put in a tablespoon. You shake it up. You make it to your stomach and heat tolerance. You've got to be able to tolerate it, otherwise you're not going to fast on it. So fast on it for 9 days. Make it so that you enjoy it as much as possible. And what happens, because alkalinization is so important, that's step two. Number one is detoxification, which the fasting does. You'll pee out the toxins. Step number two is deacidification. And alkalinization is effectively created through cayenne pepper. It's one of the most alkalinizing agents you can put into your body. So step two is deacidification, making your body chemistry more alkaline. That wards off everything from colds to cancer. All the autoimmune diseases come under control if you change your body's chemistry. The electrodynamics of the Holy Spirit flow through the genetics, the electrogenetics mechanism in your body that makes you not simply a dumbed-down human being, a slave, a mind-controlled slave of the pharmaceutical industrials, the sorcerers that spin doctors, create you to be hypnotized into thinking you've got to pop magic pills to cure every ill. That's insane. What's real is what the Creator gave us to be natural. Natural things that we can grow in our own gardens, the botanicals, the herbs, and that's why the Food and Drug Administration is out to get you if you're growing your own. The last thing that they've come for is ginseng. I understand now if you can't in the United States legally grow ginseng. Imagine that. Food and Drug Administration has declared war against your gardener, your average home mom-pa gardening operation, and where does this fit into the big global picture? Well, it's simply part and parcel of what's called Codex Alimentarius, the German Nazi-sponsored. This is a global industrialist that say, oh, we need to have regulation because we have these things called Maguan and different herbs that are causing people to have problems, and companies can't be relied upon to produce consistently the ingredients that they have on the label. So we need regulation, they tell us. And in the process of this distortion, the fraud and the manipulation, the coercion, the malfeasance against our sovereignty, our spirituality, and our natural life, our orientation towards living naturally, gets undermined. They're coming for your vitamins, your minerals, your supplements, all of the nature's bounty, the botanicals, the phytonutrients. All of these are currently being targeted for regulation by the Food and Drug Administration, as well as under the global directives being issued by the German-sponsored Codex Alimentarius legislation. So in terms of your being able to have access to these things, it's going to be a diminishing issue, and unless you're going to be engaged, as I highly recommend and encourage you to do, get into a community, make sure that you know who's growing good organic botanicals in your community, and rely upon, support that person or persons, and then you will have continued access, and only then really are you likely to have access to these things, which have tremendous healing capacities without the side effects, without the toxic side effects. At any rate, so the step three was, step two is deacidification, step three is boosting or normalizing natural immunity holistically. That involves everything: physical, mental, emotional, social, environmental, and above all, spiritual choices. Choices that you and I make. Moment to moment. What are the choices going on? What's, for example, in your head? The quality of the questions that you're asking yourself at any given moment determines the quality of your life. Everybody wants the American dream. Everybody wants to have their house and their two-car garage and 203 automobiles and cell phones and televisions tuned to the mainstream manipulative media. Drink your beer, guzzle it down, get into the sex, drug, and rock and roll cult. That's not life. That's death. That's not heaven on earth. That's Babylon and Babylonian deception. So the reality is that if you want to come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues, you have to know and open yourself up to the truths that shall set you free. So the truths, the greatest truths, have the capacity to set you the freest. One of the greatest truths is that you are blessed by our great Creator to be uplifted naturally. And you don't need to pop magic pills, especially when you've got nature's bounty delivering botanicals and herbs and vitamins right in the good foods and little herbs that we can grow in our gardens. So that's step three. Step four in the Healing Celebrations material is, as I mentioned, the step three is the holistic approach involving everything from the way you think, the way you feel, what's going on with you emotionally. It's all part of a personality. Your personality has a mind, but you're greater than your mind. You have emotions and feelings that come and go. Different things affect it, such as sugar, the sugar blues at 3 in the afternoon. Get on a product called Green Harvest if you want to eliminate the sugar blues, just like I'm saying, through nature's bounty. It's my staple. I've lived off of that for a decade now. My main food over the past 10 years is Green Harvest. You can get that, again, by going on www.healthyworlddistributing.com website and read about it. And step four, then, is oxygenation. Any way that you can get more oxygen into your body, you want to do that. Now, here's a little tip for you. I mentioned it last week on this Inside Hour, and I mentioned it on Wednesdays, too. We have a call-in program tomorrow. The time tomorrow is from, let's see, we're in Hawaii time, so it's going to be 2 to 3 p.m. tomorrow, Hawaii time. Of course, that's 5 to 6 o'clock West Coast time and 8 to 9 o'clock East Coast time on Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, we've got the Inside Hour. We may be taking some time off in June and July. Dwayne and I are going to be organizing that portion of the schedule. Dwayne Robbins, that is, our LifeWave team leader. But the Inside Hour you can get to tomorrow. Let me have you write down the number. If you want to join us tomorrow on the Internet as well as by conference call line, the number is 319-256-0500, and there's a PIN number. So I'll give you the PIN number, too. So the number is 319-256-0500, and then you have to put in the PIN code, which is 713303. That's, and then you hit pound, 713303, hit pound, and you'll be on with us in a conference call and on the Inside Hour live on Wednesdays, every Wednesday. So I mentioned it on the Inside Hour, step four, oxygenation. With regard to this bird flu scam, rather than Tamiflu, rather than supporting Donald Rumsfeld and colleagues, rather than creating Tamiflu toxicity in your holy temple, what I would recommend you do is get a little bottle of Oxy Advantage. Healthy World Distributing has been distributing Oxy Advantage for about 8 years now. And we have hundreds of testimonials from people all over the place who've totally appreciated the fact that they can breathe a lot better, that people with heart conditions can get more oxygen into their body even without exercising, that it has oxygenating herbs that deliver oxygen to the cells, to the interior of the cells, where it can do a lot of good, as well as the exterior of cells in the bloodstream. And that beyond that, in keeping with the topic for tonight's Inside Hour, this whole concept of the avian flu, guess what? St. John's wort, which is one of the ingredients as an oxygenating herb in the product OxyAdvantage, has been shown to have a ingredient in it called hypericin, which is 100% effective against eliminating the pathogenicity of the H5N1 avian flu virus. So you don't have to worry about avian flu. You don't have to run out and get Tamiflu. You don't have to run out and get toxic vaccination. You simply have to have some St. John's wort around the house. And if you want to know a great product that contains St. John's wort, along with ginkgo, little American ginseng, you have a product called OxyAdvantage available through HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Now, what is this product? Let me tell you a little bit about it, because we're now on step four, which is oxygenation. Oxygen is element number 8 on the periodic table. No accident, it's the Creator's number, the infinity sign. The words faith, God, and trust, those three words are all 8s. In the alphanumerics of language, which we decoded in 1999 when we published the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. Element number 8 is the Creator's element, oxygen. You remember how he got Adam to get off the ground? He breathed the breath of life into him. He told Moses that the burning bush's name was the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. What does it mean, literally translated? Yahweh, Yahweh means, or Yahweh means to breathe is to exist. It implies the miraculous power of sustenance that oxygen provides. So oxygen is a miraculous healing element. That's no accident. It's in water, by the way, H2O. Those two, and we talked in a couple minutes ago about pH, power of hydrogen, or parts hydrogen, hydrogen and oxygen. If you just simply studied and became aware of what those two elements in the periodic table did for you, you would be completely healthy if you followed your own wisdom. So that oxygen element number 8 is in the OxyAdvantage to a great degree. OxyAdvantage has the equivalent of 25 drops of food-grade 35% hydrogen peroxide in the more stable magnesium peroxide so that it will literally stay good in your refrigerator for months and months, probably years. Oxygen kills pathogens. That's why here in Hawaii at the Steam Vent Inn and Health Retreat, we use ozone and waterfalls, oxygenation through waterfalls and natural plants which deliver oxygen into the water to purify our water. Ozone is a powerful pathogen killer. So that oxygen in the product OxyAdvantage is excellent for not only boosting your natural immunity and keeping your holy temple healthy, but also to potentially ward off the pathogens, including, as it is in that product mixed with St. John's wort, it will help you, if not be perfectly, thoroughly effective against any flu-like illness, including this H5N1 fright, this bird flu. Well, we've come to the end of this Inside Hour. I want to thank you again for joining us. It's my privilege and pleasure to be with you and to be invited by Don back every Tuesday. We are on bbsradio.com and its affiliates every Tuesday. And I'll be joining you again next Tuesday, but again tomorrow, Wednesdays, we are also on the internet at www.healthyworlddistributing.com. Our major supporter and sponsor has a quick link to our chat room. So join us tomorrow if you will. Also want to thank Dwayne Robbins, our team leader from LifeWave, new technology. Check it out. Very, very interesting. Begins to bring us into a realm of where healthcare should be and will be over the next little while. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, thanking you for joining us. See you again tomorrow. Night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.